10:54.
My God.
You have to be done by then.
Ah. Getting slower.
No apologies. The only thing is our CEO is sick. He has the flu. Yeah. This is the reason I'm here. I'm doing the apology.
I think I stole your pen.
So the interest.
That must be yours. Couldn't make it work. Mine, that is.
5, that one. Give me a second and check it out.
And with me, I don't know what you're talking about because I haven't seen anything that really interests me in there.
No.
14.1.
Oh, you're talking about the
news
of
the
declare.
No,
we need
to do the
budget.
All right. We need to do the budget?
Yes, not now.
Not now. Okay. Public question time. Dougie.
Yeah, through what we're just talking about, through with the signage at the battery. Yeah, I understand. I realise that, yeah, they've got to come down. There's a lot of... Tourism WA, and it's part of the Yelgoon community. So yeah, just gonna see if there's other ways we can look at maybe changing the lease, actually the ground, or find out what the story is with sampling, or yeah, because they've said it's contaminated ground, but no one can say here's 10 samples that are all contaminated, which is fair enough. That's what I said to the Perth Mint, is if they said that, well, yeah, fair enough, that's what it is. But at the moment, it's not, no one's got a sample or nothing to represent. They're just saying, oh, yeah, it's contaminated. It's just a shame with tourism, especially as, you know, Tourism WA spent a fortune making all these trails and promoting tourism for the area, and it's all going to be closed down. For sure I can throw something out there, the lawyers doing the joke for stomach thing, and just say, just ask a question as if the testing can be done, and find out one way or another what the story is, and close it down, or move it, or we wouldn't move it, but yeah. Yeah, but I mean, this correspondence here, did you get a look at that? Yeah. That, no, they're not mentioning that, they're just saying,
there's several work, health and safety, which could include contaminated soil,
yeah.
But it may include other things.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's probably, I would have thought, say, well, can they specify what they are?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
As you said, maybe look at getting them to relinquish the lease they've got on it. And put it into public.
Because they've already said once it's rehabbed, they'll give it back to the Shire anyway, so.
Yeah, right.
Then we've got to work out with the Shire if we can get it off them free, on or buy it or do whatever.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, it's just like a transition sort of phase, really, like, until they do their sampling, could be 3 years, and then they'll work out if they've got to take all the sands off site, or how they've got to treat them, or what they're going to do with them, and then. Yeah, then they hand it back to the Shire.
Right.
So
if the Shire was prepared to take responsibility for the tailings, or whatever the WHS...
Yeah, exactly. One of the main problems, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Because, I mean, Norman Moore, the Minister for Mines, he came and opened the tourism centre. He was there and did all that. So, you know, the previous Perth Mint owners were...
Well, my understanding of it all, and it was told to me, that the sites are contaminated. So
yeah.
How can they be contaminated if they have not tested them in 30 friggin' years?
That's all we've been told too, they're just contaminated sites. So.
Mm. Okay, what I'm going to do, Glenn, if possible, you know...
Can we find some answers?
Yeah, some answers. But it's one in this letter said clear, you know, the permit has been Yeah, where the tourist activity museum tours have a continue on the site.
Yeah.
You know, the tourist is going to continue.
Yeah, we've stopped all the tourism.
Yeah, but what I received, you know, the letter. But it's in any way for the meeting in Point Fine. But before that, Ian is going to send to you an email with what is the investigation, what happened, all the resolution.
What steps are going to go?
Because the moment.
You know,
this here is only Perth Mint covering their ass and they've got nothing to go on, so they just said nothing, just cut it off.
Yeah.
We're not going to spend money to do results, but we won't let tourists on there either.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm saying. They're just trying to get their risk, I think.
For the standard resolution, you know, Ian is going to send to you an email. With all the investigation, what is the next step, you know, because I need found it up properly, you know.
We need answers.
Yeah, you know, what happened, really.
Yeah, because I mean, that, like, affects the whole community as well, so it's, it's good.
That's a part of history. That's something you should be looking after.
Exactly.
That's history of the old gold fields and mining.
Yep, that's right.
Let's face it, we don't have a lot of things for a tourist.
Yeah,
so we've got to
protect them. And plan for us, I need to figure out from now before the next meeting in Pine Fine.
Yes.
But before that, I need the answer to Dougie.
Yep.
He coming here. You know, for us, it's 72 hours, you know, in the legislation. Answer to Dougie, you know, legal stuff. After that one, continue the investigation with the meeting in Pine Farm, because I know the people in Pine Farm coming into the meeting going to the same question. They need the answer before that. Before sit in Pine Farm, you know, make the question. You know, what is the solution, or on what stage, or what happened? I have enough 30 days, 20 days for these people answer and the government answer.
Yep, I'll send that off to Ian today.
Yep. Okay. Anything more, Dougie?
Thank you,
Dougie. Thank you, Dougie. Really appreciate you coming down. Yeah. You know, because it's not around the corner.
We'll be at your place next month, all right?
Yeah. Question taken without notice, new.
August, that's right.
Petition, deputation, presentation, submission, new. Notice to the mayor for discussion behind closed door, new, because the fair, you know, the point.
Deferred.
Yeah, deferred to FIEB. Application for leave the absent, new. Announcement concerning meeting attended.
Meetings attended. Yeah, we went to the dog fence meeting.
Date?
The 11th.
11th of June.
Yes.
Who's on that with you?
Went up there and not much happening. They're still having trouble doing that 6Ks right down the bottom because of the weather. Jelly hasn't finished that yet, has he?
No, they're down there now.
Yeah.
Crossed.
The weather and
rain.
You bulldoze the track through for them.
So,
other than that, and I think there's 120 k's of the new fence up there all washed out.
Yep.
None of the station people are interested, so they wipe their hands of it. And if they don't want to get out and fix it, well, they ain't got it.
Yep.
It has an effect on more than the station owners on the boundary.
Yeah, but some of them in the middle go right through the middle of their joints, and they're not on either end. They're looking after it, but the ones in the middle, for some reason, have been sent bills and what have you, and they're just not interested. So they've chopped that off, and I don't know what's going to happen.
It's a waste of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
And the other one at Gundawah, I have no idea what's going on there. I think they had a meeting on Friday, which I couldn't get to. But everything else seems to be done on computer and...
You attended to this meeting, Gundawah?
I never went, no, never. I couldn't. But I am going to resign from it, so you better find somebody else. Because they've got their own little batch of overbred brain people that are, you know, looking after their little animals down that end of the thing. We're paying money and looking after them. They don't even come into up this end of the world. And we've got, you know, our little chooks running around, which they're interested in. But
Glenn, if possible, writing in there, I need a, you know, report. What happened with the organisation?
I think Ian's looking into it, but yeah.
For the next meeting, I have a report what happened with the organisation in the region.
So, well, we should give it over to the MRBA then.
Yeah, they're just not interested in. There's one little pocket where that research station is. That's. We've got a little bit in our shire and most of it in Perenjori shire.
Yeah.
And that's where they're based out of. And everything they're working on is down to Lake Munda, further down, down around those areas. And I asked, what about Yerl Goud? I said, you know, we've got the book, what do you call the little chooks up here? Mallyfowl and all that. And I said, hey, I've got a photo here of a night parrot, which should interest you, thing, which are very hard to come by, and just up the road here, there was one taken on a camera, and they're not even interested in our area. I don't even know why we're on it, or why we send somebody.
Yeah, well, I mean, but my thing is about 120 cases down, and not fixed up with MAVIATION. Take them if they can do anything. Anyway.
Yeah, because... in Ningala Road, before you have three nests for the mallyflowers, you know, really identified that one. No, I don't know what happened.
Well, Roger used to be into it for Carrara.
Yes.
On Badger and yeah.
We used to have surveys done every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's thousands of them.
Yeah.
Literally thousands.
But it was just that Gundawah seems to be out of our reach or out of our. Everyone's got a title down there. I go there and sit there and, you know, feels like I should be cleaning the floor or sweeping the, cleaning the bins and stuff.
Okay, any more?
Just on that bloody mallyfowl, like they spend all this money, giving money out to people for the mallyfowl, but yet they won't put doggers on any of the calms. Bring the dogs and just go, oh, we'll put all the mallyfowls anyway.
Exactly.
Any more?
No.
Councillor Holler?
Just a conference in Canberra, weren't we?
Yes.
Me, you and Ian. And the same as...
What'd you do? Who'd you see? Did you have morning tea with the Prime Minister?
No. Didn't get to that part.
Okay. Yes, I was in the conference. I have some documents here and the agenda, the resolution. What is here? Is somebody interested to read it? So today it's nearly 200 motions, you know, for the Australia. It's about 10, 15 motions from Western Australia. It's good. And I have a meeting with the minister from emergency. I have a little meeting with the minister from financial economy, you know, with the minister from emergency and talk to about our problems, you know, but I'm clear up to the minister and not coming from the back door. I'm coming from the front door. I said, I talk to Mr. Papalia, the minister for emergency in Western Australia, for not thinking, you know, Yalgu jumping the step. And now this week, Yeah, myself, I'm going to sit in next week. I'm going to sit for send the email to the minister and all our problem sent to the federal minister.
Federal
minister. Because all the flood damage, the 50% state and 50% federal. I said to the minister, it's a new solution for us. The 50% federal, you know, you help a lot to us. But he going to combination, he sent me the document, and I'm going to talk to the minister from Western Australia. Because I need more federal jumping in there. The other is really good for us, Midwest region, is about houses. You know, it's a good programs now with the all organization. In Australia, all the organization, he had the bucket. Some bucket, different quantity of money, but the organization now he need prepare, put in the from the government, you know, a project from the house. The moment is a crisis, big crisis of the house for our community. And now I had the possibility, our indigenous community, you know, jumping in this offer, you know, state and federal. You know, this is a really good, you know, stuff. Plus, we then talk to the minister, financial minister, the same, the Shara, he must look, you know, the investment, you know, with the crisis of the houses, buy some block, construction of houses, try to make solution for investment from the Shara. You know, this is good step. And this year is a 1,300 delegate. This is the, you know, the biggest conference in there. But the conference is really exciting. Really, no more good speech. People are going to try the problems. You know, every single, you know, mayor put exactly the problems in the table. Because this is a really, you know, different this year, because federal and state is settled down, you know, with the election. Now I need action. And for that reason, Ian is going to prepare all the documents, send to that. I hope so, not continue our problem in court, you know, and try, you know, not going to that, if the minister, you know, talk to the wrong thing. This year is a more indigenous community in the conference. I have a new leader, really young and really, you know, appreciation that, like our councillor here, you know, you have a similar age, you know, the new councillors, which is good. And the same, the Minister for Education, he puts in a lot, prepare a new councillors, because still in here, the custom before is every retirement people from the police and the army normally jumping in his retirement be a counselor. But now this cycle is broken. Can he broken all this cycle, because the people is not fair, you know, working for 40 years, 45 years, jumping in the council again, you know, trying to help the community in another way. For that reason, pushing to the councillors, you know, prepare a new team, you know, for the new councillors in every single shara, you know. But Miwa region puts in the table, our case is totally different. Because you see a councillor, for example, in Jundela, Fremento, Corbon, 99% is a lawyers, accountants, you know, different professional architects, engineers. But in the Miwa region, people, because he loved his hometown, he loved helping the people, this is the reason put the finger up. And the same, I talked to the education minister, if it's possible, she said he's going to work it up with the minister from Western Australia. Put the local government more accessible, you know, for when you read it. Because it's so technical, each in the Local Government Act 1995. I said, if you put one or two of them down, not take it off, you know, the nerve inside the bone, not take that, but it's the language, technical language putting down. Now I said, oh yeah, it's really hard. I said, but I have a proposal. I talked to the union, the Western Australia University with the Mike Upson. He's a secretary of the union. The guys study political science, and he prepared all the guys ready for Finnish year 4 or year 5, work it up and up if the government requests this kind of job. Because this year is a little bit changed, more than a big wingy in the table, big wingy, but put the solution. This is how it started working in the. All the documents is there. I think for us, again, for Jalgu, is really productive. With our neighbors working together. Mount Magnet, Q, Migadara, because Pine Fine is not there, and Merchant Zone is not there. But all the rest is there, but this year is more councillor charters from the city. You know, this is in general. Plus, I just received, I'm going to get a copy. So thank you very much for Jalgu attending the conference and for your grand support and your, you know, and your solution in that one, and participate, you know, in every single workshop. Mostly for Ian Holland, he participated in 2 workshops, you know, with the CEOs. You know, he participated with all the CEOs in Australia, which is good because the vision is more bigger, you know, for our program. That's it for my size. Is there anyone I have any question about Pacific? No one said to me, and the document is here. No. Any question? No? Confirmation of the minutes. The minute of the United Council meeting, the 4th of June, 2025, you know, be confirmed and true and correct and the records. Somebody move it. Second there. Councillor Johnson. Put them both. Sorry. Minute of committee meeting, Neil. Technical report 11.1, capital progress report. Officer recommendation, the council received the progress report in the capital work program on the 31st of May 2025. Somebody move it. Gone. Second down. Any question? Put in bold. Six, 11.2, technical services report. Officer recommendation, the council received the technical service report as of 31st May 2025. Somebody move it. Any question? For the vote? Second. 13.1, list of accounts. Officer recommendation. The council received schedule of account paid during May 2025 and listed and covering credit card, transaction, direct debit, including payroll and EFTS, totaling $548,427.11 from the municipal bank account. Somebody move it. Second that?
It was Stan, make sure it's Stan.
Karen.
And Tamisha. Any question? Put in vote. Third 13.2, investment report. Officer recommendation. The council received the investment report at the 31st May 2025. Somebody move it. No. Second that. Stand. Any question? Put in vote. See. Thirteen point three, monthly financial statement. Officer recommendation: the council received the statement of financial activity for the period ended 31st of May 2025, accordance with the regulation 34 of the local government bracket financial management regulation 1996. Somebody move it. Okay. Second. Any question? Put in vote. Thirteen point four, budget consideration. Obvious recommendation, you have a big scale in there, but this is passed and it passed again because for the regulation step by step. And this is the last step, sorry, Glenn?
No, this is the budget step.
When
the actual budget, that'll be the final step.
Yeah. One more to go, okay. Somebody move it. And just second that. Okay. Any question? Put in vote. 13.5. Fees and charges 2025-2026. Officer recommendation: the council by absolute majority adopted the target of fees and charges effective from the 1st of July 2025 and incorporated then into 2025-2026 annual budget. Somebody move it. Second. Any question?
This needs put an in, absolute majority too.
Put in bold. Yeah. 14.1 general reports.
Yeah.
21. And general reports. Officer recommendation: the council received the officer general report. Somebody move it. Okay. Second. Put in bold.
Four nil.
Because it's simple majority. 14.2, communication agreement consultation.
Can I come back?
Yeah.
Can I come back in?
Yeah. They excused themselves because of the school or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Primary school. Yeah.
Down, I'm leaving. I've got to go. 14.2, communication agreement consultation. The council endorsed the communication agreement discussion paper reports and authorize the chief officer to provide further direct feedback to the Department of Local Government requesting mandatory and automatic exception with the authorized officer and engage in emergency response on behalf of the local government or another hazard management agencies. Somebody move it. Second. Yeah.
Any question? Put a bolt. Unibolt.
Yeah, I'm not voting for it.
Okay. 2-1 card. 4-1.
4-1.
4-1.
Okay.
14.3 Conduct of the 2025 Ordinary October Local Government Election. Officer recommendation. Declare in accordance with the section 4.20 bracket 4 of the Local Government Act 1995 the Electoral Commission to responsible for the conduct of the 2025 Ordinary Election together with any other election or polls which may be required. Design according with the section 4.61 bracket 2 of the Local Government Act 1995 that the method of conducting the election will be is a postal election. Somebody move it. Second. Okay. Any question? Full and vote. Panfine State Body Museum. Officer recommendation. The Council to set to the development of optimized reports and private work estimated to the removal of the retained physical and digital relating to the Panfine Battery Museum for consideration of the next Panfine Ordinary Meeting.
Can we put this on hold, seeing that nobody knows really what's going on?
The fact for next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And by the next meeting, hopefully we've got some answers.
Now, who moved that? Angus and Stan.
And then that, do we need to move it? Yeah. Second?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Put in bold.
6-7.
Appointment of proceeding member for the...
No, don't you have to vote on the deferment?
Sorry?
I think you do.
Yes, I'm pretty sure we do.
Yeah, you got to vote again for the to defer.
Oh, coming back to the...
Yeah.
To, but I need only, you know, the... Okay, I'm going to check it. All right, for come back to the, you know, the agenda again. Because I'm both for the Fed.
Yeah, I just voted.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, after everybody is agreed.
I thought you had to vote to open it to the table.
Yeah.
And then you can defer.
Then defer.
Okay.
To the fair.
I don't know, I'm not an expert on this stuff.
No, well, I'm 80%.
Okay. Okay, for open the meeting now. For the fair, going to hold the move, Angus and Stan.
Well, we've done it both ways now,
yeah,
so
yeah.
One of them's
yeah.
got to be right.
We've
got to vote
on that.
6-5-1
in this vote.
14.5, appointment of presiding members for the committees. Officer recommendation. The council appointed the shadow president and presiding member for all the shadows of the GUC committees and appointment deputy shadow president and deputy presiding member for all the shadow of the GUC committee. Somebody move it? Angus. Second. Okay.
Yeah.
Any question? Put in bold. Point 6, review delegation register. Officer recommendation, the council review and adopted as a presented delegation register. Somebody move it? Stand. Okay. Any question? Put in vote. 14.7, right write off tenement death. Officer recommendation, the council right of outstanding debt assessment at 1947 being prospecting tenement P59/02085 as a tenement has died and is small and secure debit. Somebody move it. Okay.
Can't really see why it's
here. Any question? Put in bold. For the motion, new urgent business. Sergeant, have a couple issues these 2 weeks. Children start damaged properties in town. What is the property, Councilor Fora, in the corner there?
Selwyn Street.
The house is half asbestos. Some children, this is a federal offense, open the box from the post office, and I need move the box because protected, you know, the mail.
Yep.
For the people. It's a some kid not going to school. I have in cameras. Do you need to check it out?
The chair, how did they get into the
broken.
Wow.
Broken the lock.
At the post office.
Yes. Oh, and that one is a federal offense.
Yeah.
You know?
And so that would be on camera, wouldn't it?
Plus this week the same houses have a party all night, you know. But I said some people, when you have that one after 10 o'clock, you know, make the report, you see the police is busy, going to the, you know, pull the report or the police have something in the plate.
Yep.
You know, because it's not in this table many times discussion. Police, he needs the report, official report. It's like at the news report, he needs everybody's report, you know, for the stuff inside. But now these weeks, kids start a little bad behavior. But the majority is some kid no school.
And through the chair, I think the main instigations of these children is the high school children. I'm pretty sure it's up in our knowledge of primary school. We have very good attendance of primary school children.
Well, I can respond to that one. We know who the kid is.
Yeah.
Right, and as you are right, he is one of those kids that hasn't been to school.
Mm-hmm.
This has been discussed with the parent as to why this kid isn't in school. And they're waiting for the school to get in contact with them, so I'm not too sure how long that takes. But that kid's been here for a while now,
mm-hmm.
you know, so he should be going to school. So once I finish here, I'll touch base, because they need to come and see me anyway.
Because
obviously I need to discuss in relation to the school, also to the box, and also to the damage of some property as well. All right, so we know who he is. We know who he is, so he's got to come and see us. And also touching with the party all night sort of stuff. Yeah, I've sort of touched on a few of that with some of the people around here. You know, even though I'm not from this community, but I do live in this community now. I think what's reasonable, and I've spoken to them and said, you know what, I don't mind you playing music to a reasonable time, but it's got to be a reasonable time. When it goes to all hours in the morning, that's a different kettle of fish, you know. All the community needs to do is just give us a call. We have the power under the Environmental Act to go in and seize those items without no search warrant. So we can walk in, grab them, and take it.
Nathan used to do that, didn't they? Yeah. Yeah. After a certain time, you give them a warning, and if they kept going, it kept...
Till time, you do it.
Yeah, I mean, I've given some a warning, and if I hear it again, I will do that. But if people want to, I would jump on that earlier, just give us a call. We're here, and we're here for the community. People need to know that. Any information, we're here.
I mean, apparently they've been cutting up at the old golf course.
Yeah, I know who that is too.
Yeah, but it's not the so much cutting up, it's the rubbish that they're leaving behind.
Yeah, I saw that the other day. I went, that wasn't there the other day. There was a lot of, the cans was the...
UDLs.
Passion fruit, yeah. So, obviously, whoever bought a lot of UDLs the other day, we would know who it is. But but we did touch base on one of the guys who was... around the race course there. I spoke to him. He's aware. So we are watching the community.
Yeah.
We will jump on top of it. So just let us know. But I'm not, from our point of view, our expectations, you know, I don't want to come here and police it like a policing community.
No.
Yeah. I don't need to do that.
No.
You know, if things happen in front of us, we'll deal with that.
Yeah.
And if people come and tell us stuff, we'll deal with that.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. At the moment, we're doing our traffic stuff as well because we have to. It's part of our road safety. So we're always going to be along the highway somewhere. And so, yeah.
And we want relationships with the community.
I mean, I'm not here to police it too hard.
One other thing we were a bit concerned about is the dogs off in the streets at the moment. It's insane how many dogs are getting around.
Yeah, well, that's obviously up to the homeowners, and I don't know if the Shire has a list of who has dogs and whose dogs are registered, you know. So there's a few little puppies around.
Big ones like...
There's a couple of aggressive ones.
Real aggressive.
Yeah.
I don't know where we stand with that.
Well, I suppose you need to identify who they are, take a photo of those dogs, and I'll obviously shoot it through to the Shire or the Ranger Services or whatever, and they jump on, because obviously, from a policing point of view, that's got nothing to do with us.
Well, was it Raoul saying earlier that the ranger can't go into the house?
Yeah, he did say something.
We can assist them. Yeah. We'll assist them with that.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't need rangers, dogs, attacking people.
No. I mean, if you identify what dogs they are, then you just go from there.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea because... some people, you know, sometimes is coming upset. You know?
Yeah.
And these people, he not cross the line. That's the reason maybe sometimes the ranger feel a little bit, you know, scared, you know, for the action. Like I said, the sergeant, you know, if he requests assistance, the police is going to assist him.
Yeah.
You know, in case of the violence, you know, discussion.
Yeah.
Now, if possible, check it out. The register, how many dogs is registered in Yalgu? How many people have the, you know, they pay the encryption to the dog?
Main thing that worries me as a councillor, and I've said it before, if a kid gets badly attacked because of their height, and us as a council haven't done anything to try and control these dogs roaming the streets, it's going to... fall back on us, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the elderly as well.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Second question, Sergeant. Any program with the our kids use the little scooters and bicycle, no helmet? Because in our reports from St. John Ambulance reports, the more injuries, you know, fall down and everything in the head, you know, is double we cannot use the helmet. Yeah. And now, Nathan, a long time ago, because he's a really, he's a spotted bicycle from Nathan. You remember when Nathan used the bicycle, all the little chicken behind him with the helmet stuff, but it's like a, this is stuff we lose now. Many kids you see in town not use the helmet at all. Plus the parents, see, this is another problem. I have 3 or 4 parents coming in the scooter, no helmet. Mm. What kind of education give you?
It doesn't matter, it's not just here. You go to Geraldton, they're flopping around there, none of them are wearing helmets.
I think you can educate them but it's a matter of what they do with that information.
Yeah,
oh,
that's,
you know what I mean?
Right. I mean,
you can tell them
right
and wrong.
Bar them frigging scooters. One knocked me on the footpath. I tell you what.
And now, because it's a some guy dead in Perth, about 10, 15 is injury, big injuries for the scooter. Now, in Perth, it's banned. Totally banned. No more scooter in Perth.
Yeah, I went to Geraldton Council the other day, whether they were going to continue. I don't know whether it passed or not.
I think they were going to ban them, was the last I heard.
Wasn't that just for the rent to buy?
Oh, they rent a scooter.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really handy for people to get around them.
They are.
Especially lower socioeconomic people. Yeah. They use it a lot.
Yeah.
I know they're obviously in the community here, they've had programs in the past for bikes and stuff like that, where someone's come in here and give them the safety tips and stuff like that, provided helmets. As I said, you can only give it to them, is what they do afterwards. I mean, also parents need to jump on board to make sure if your kid's going to go and ride a bike or whatever, you need to put a helmet on.
Yeah.
Well, right. First thing you should say, you go outside on your bike, put your helmet on.
Now, Sergeant, in the law, I know before, it's like a motorcycle. So you don't have a helmet, it's a fine.
Yeah.
Now, in bicycle, it's the same system?
Yeah.
Possibly we'll talk to our community development officer, put something in, you know, in the Bulldogs and Facebook, you know, any kid, now it's easier to have a fine. The parent, he must be aware when the kid takes the bicycle. Now, and no big trouble with the bicycle because, you know, I have the rack in the front of the shop and the kid learning quicker. When he feeling pressure, he said, if you don't put your bicycle in there, you're not coming inside the shop. Now all the kids coming there, put the bicycle, you know, in order, you know, but I need a little pressure. At least somebody, you know, put the little pressure.
I couldn't fit this wheel of my scooter in there, it wouldn't fit in the rack.
Yeah, special one.
It could use really special counselor Stan Willow. Any more questions to the sergeant?
No.
Yeah, I mean, if the kids need a helmet, I know the station, we've got, I've only just recently seen it, we've got 8 helmets there. So if there's a kid there that needs a helmet, you can push them our way. As long as they're the good kids, they deserve it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay? If it's the bad one, okay, you can walk. Right? So it should be a privilege to get some stuff.
Maybe that's a thought. For the school, because we give prizes for stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe
we can
get
some helmets.
Yeah, it's a good point.
That's a,
I think you got your last presentation on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, we
maybe I might bring some up.
Yes, and we
maybe. And part of the awards, thinking, okay, here you go.
Yeah, and then the school, for our next rewards, we could maybe purchase some groovy helmets and they can be the reward to the kids to try and encourage.
And we can put blue tack in them so it's stuck to the head. On the
Plus, I think I need to talk to the guys from the program, bicycle program.
Mm.
You know, talk to him, you know.
Well, yes, WA Bicycle, yeah. Yep.
What's the name of it?
Is it GSEC? Yeah, we've
got... Oh, you're sports guys.
Yeah, we got a heap of... helmets they bought for the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're out there.
For the program.
Just imagine when we get the tennis court done. It'll be a basketball come tennis court come. Get them down there doing team sports.
Any more questions to the sergeant?
No.
And Sergeant, thank you very much for you coming because it's really appreciation for that. You know, start like the councillor Tranfield said, you know, made the bridge, working together, solution the problem. The best as possible for the community.
Thank you. I mean, it said we're always going to be there. We drive around. Don't be shy. People come talk to us. We don't mind that. It's part of that engagement with the community, and that's how we see it.
And the place are very good with the school you're
up. Yeah. School, but it'll be my first time going up there tomorrow on Friday.
Actually, come,
Constable,
come.
Which is great. Yeah, because the kids get that. Get familiar with you and
Phil. Yeah, we speak to them and they always jump on the car and stuff like that. I want to hear the siren.
And,
stuff,
and
too familiar sometimes.
Before, I've tried to organise the same this year with the school. You know, normally it's St. John's, police,
fire brigade, going to school, teaching the kid, you know, not be scared with the siren, not be scared with our, show you what happened when approaching in fire, you know, when the parent's sick, or when you need the police, you know, from the kid, I think it's...
And perhaps, Raoul, we could work the bike helmet safety thing into that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Try to get it through to the kids as an ambulance point of view, as a police point of view.
Yeah.
For their own safety.
Because for us, it's the majority accident, no helmet.
Mm.
The brain problem is 3 times more or 4 times more than any accident. You know?
Well, while we're on this.
And you use helmet, Mr. Willow, when you have your motor stuff?
Hey? No, no. The rifle club's going to be up and running again shortly, we hope. And we've got news tonight to come.
Yeah.
To go around the perimeter of the fence. And that's going to exclude kids out. They're not going through and wrecking our gear or right our targets. This, we're getting metal signs this time and not aluminium ones, because the last lot were aluminium and they're all gone.
Okay.
So they must have been worth money.
Any more questions to the sergeant? Nothing. I'm going to this document. Have a look.
Oh, we did that in the budget.
In the budget.
Yep.
Everybody agree with that? The only thing is, Sergeant, I have in our budget, CCC TV, you know, around?
Yep.
That one?
Yep.
Is going to sit in our budget.
Okay.
You know, properly cameras, you know, for connected straight away to the police station. It's in the budget. Next meeting is the 25th July.
Oh, are you doing the matters behind closed doors?
Do we just ignore it? No, it's
deferred.
Yeah,
it's deferred.
It's
deferred. The next meeting.
Diane, do we have to do anything?
No.
No?
No? Don't have to vote to defer it or anything? Yeah. Okay.
No.
Okay. No, not that one.
I checked previous minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Next meeting is the 25th of July, commencing a different time in Point 5.
No.
Same
time.
Our next meeting here is July's meeting. It's July here. We don't go to Point 5 until August.
August.
But they're only like a week away.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have the note here, but...
Yeah.
I need to change my glasses sometime.
No, no,
next meeting is the 25th in here in Yalgoo. 10:30 start, 9 o'clock for discussion of the agenda.
Thinking about that moving and seconding again, when I think about it, I think that's if you change the recommendation.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
That's it, we're
covered.
Yeah, we're definitely covered.
Meeting close, 47 past 11. Lunch